Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A historic milestone has been achieved in the world of chess, as an Indian grandmaster has won one of the most prestigious tournaments, marking a generational shift in the global game. What makes this significant is that our Pragnananda has become the first Indian ever to win the elite Norway chess tournament, held in Stavanger, Norway. This victory, completed in the final round, came against one of the strongest fields in world chess and confirmed India's emergence as a global chess powerhouse. First, let us consider the context of this achievement. Norway chess is among the most prestigious invitational tournaments in the world, traditionally featuring the very top players. An Indian winning it marks a significant moment in the global game. Building on this, it is worth pausing here to note that Pragnananda is part of a remarkable wave of young Indian grandmasters who have taken the sport to the top tier. D. Gukesh, for instance, became the youngest ever undisputed world chess champion in 2024. R. Pragnananda, Arjun Erigaisi, and Gukesh are all in the elite global ranks. And here is something that surprises many students: India won the Chess Olympiad, both in the open and women's sections, in 2024 in Budapest, a historic double gold. Crucially, this generation of chess players traces its inspiration to Viswanathan Anand, India's first grandmaster, who achieved this status in 1988, and a five-time world champion, who has mentored many of these players. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? The answer lies in the deep talent pipeline, supported by academies, online platforms, and a strong grassroots culture. This surge in chess also reflects the cognitive skills ecosystem, where chess is increasingly linked to education. It offers positive global visibility, showcasing soft power and youth icons. Now, let us turn to the implications of this achievement. Beyond the sport itself, India's chess surge has broader significance. It highlights the importance of nurturing talent and creating opportunities for young people to excel. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number: R. Pragnananda is the first Indian to win Norway Chess, which took place in 2026 in Stavanger. Note this carefully. D. Gukesh became the youngest undisputed world chess champion in 2024. This is a favorite prelims fact. India won double gold, both in the open and women's sections, at the 2024 Chess Olympiad, held in Budapest. Also, recall that Viswanathan Anand was India's first grandmaster, achieving this status in 1988, and a five-time world champion. For mains, consider the following angles. Under GS1 Sports and Society, discuss the factors behind India's rise as a global chess power and the role of a strong talent pipeline. In Essay or Ethics, explore the idea of sport as soft power and as a vehicle for youth aspiration and discipline. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The sources for this information include The Hindu, Olympics, and FIDE, that is the World Chess Federation. With this background in place, it is clear that India's emergence as a chess powerhouse has significant implications for the country's global standing and its approach to nurturing young talent. This achievement is a testament to the power of dedication, hard work, and a supportive ecosystem, and it will likely have a lasting impact on India's position in the world of chess.